Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chester is one of the guys we turn to when we want to do a better job of connecting with our employees, with building a great and productive culture in our business. He's the founder, one of the founders of CultureWorks. He's the author of a number of books, co-authors of most of them with some guy named Adrian Gostick, whom I've never met. I'm looking forward to one day. But the two of them have written some wonderful books, including the new one called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Chester, one of the things that I've been telling my small business audience for 15 years, along with some of our Brain Trust members, is that if you don't define your brand, if you're not active in defining what the marketplace says, thinks, and how it reacts to your brand, it will happen. Your brand will be defined. Your brand will be represented. Your brand will be talked about, will be discussed. But it'll be out of your hands, and you might not like what the brand turns out to be. So you have to be very intentional, very active, and very and in terms of the brand, strategic about how you develop your brand. And you guys say that the culture in a business is the same way.
You bet. You know, it's really interesting. One of the business leaders that I really admire is a guy named Bill Emerson. He's the CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, their commercials everywhere.
Yep.
And it's interesting, they have been one of the best places to work, you know, Fortune's Best 100 company, for 10 years. And my favorite quote from him is, he says, if you don't create a culture will create itself. And you can assume it's the wrong culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that's true. You know, you need to really sit down, big business, small business, in between. I think even more important than a small business. And really decide what is the culture we want to have here. And then really nurture it, talk about it, and figure it out.
And that's something that most of, and all the businesses that I've ever been around, I'm not sure I've ever really been around any businesses where, as the business was being formed and founded, that somebody said, okay, this is my intention for the culture of this business, of this company. And
you're exactly right.
And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate but it's understandable because there's so many other alligators eating, you know, chomping at us.
Exactly. You know, you're trying to get everything done. I was just out in California last week, a part of an Inc. magazine conference. You know, they do a great job in entrepreneurship and so on. And so I ended up in San Diego speaking to one of the entrepreneur organization, EO, which is a really interesting organization for small business owners. You know, you get together, you share ideas. But here's the point. I had lunch with a really interesting entrepreneur, and he'd started up a loan company, you know, and he kind of figured it out, and they kind of did it part-time, and then they decided this was going to be their business. And he said, look, you know, I'd worked on Wall Street, and it was all about productivity, to your point, getting stuff done. He says, I'd come in, I'd work really hard, I'd go into my office, I'd close the door, and then I expected my employees to kind of do the same thing, and I'd come out at the end of the day, and I was wondering why everybody was so unhappy.
Right. Well, and the reason, as I pointed out many times on the show, Chester, I show up every day. They show up every day. I got people in my business. You know, you say, well, I got people in my business who they seem to be just as excited about what we're doing as I am. And you actually start getting the feeling that they're just like you.
Right. And we make all the assumptions that because we're driven, they're driven.
Yep.
What you really got to understand is that people need feedback. I love the second half of your hour here. How do we talk to our employees? How do we communicate with
right.
them? It's so key. So this entrepreneur, this business owner, all of a sudden came out and he said, hey, all of a sudden it occurred to me, we needed to get together. We needed to do things together. We needed to talk about what kind of company are we going to build. He said, I had to open my door and step out and talk about, you know, what time do we want to show up? What time do the phones open up? How do we handle these situations? And he started to even plan, you know, activities together where, you know, he had some interesting clients. He's out in San Diego, and they could go on movie sets, and they could do different things. He said, you know, as soon as we figured out that we wanted to have a culture where not only did we care about our customers, but we cared about each other,
mm-hmm.
and started to do things, he says, that's when my business really took off.
Right.
And he said, it's so funny. I always thought it was all just about being professional and getting stuff done. He goes, no, it's all about building the right culture.
Well, and it's interesting. And it's about doing.
Grew when he figured it out.
It's about being professional and effective and diligent and all those things in your assignment. But the culture is the connective tissue between all those things, isn't it? It's the humanity between all those tasks.
You better believe it. And here's the thing. Once you establish that great culture, it'll start to attract more of the kind of people that you want to work with.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Jim, is it rejects the wrong kind. Like people will come in, and they may have a great resume. They may have all the right qualifications, but they don't fit in your culture.
Right.
And I think that's one of the great benefits when you really figure it out, is not only do you attract the right people, but you avoid the mistake of hiring the wrong people.
I was in a business a few years ago, and I was being shown around by this one lady who'd been with the company for a while, not a long time, but a few years. And I was asking her about what she thought about, what did she think about the company. She said, oh, this is a great company. I love my job. I said, really? She said, oh, yeah. She said, I hate Fridays. I said, why? She said, because I can't come back to work till Monday.
Oh.
She loved her job that much that she loved being there. Now, and she wasn't talking about the work that she was doing. She was talking about the culture.
Right. She's talking about the people, you know.
Yeah. That company consistently appears as one of the best companies to work for.
Sure. You know, study after study shows that highly productive employees and highly productive workplaces are where you have deep relationships.
And let me throw one other thing in here as we go to a break, Chester. That company has been posting 20% growth year over year for several years now, too, by the way.
Sure.
How about that?
Absolutely.
It translates, good culture, a great culture translates to the bottom line, doesn't it?
Every time.
Drops right to the bottom line. When we come back, I want to talk to Chester about culture and values. Maybe you're doing a good job, you're just not thinking about it. Maybe you should be a little more intentional. We'll talk about that with Chester Elton. The book is called All In, and I recommend it to you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.